Hello, you're listening to the F1 podcast. My name's William Geldart, joined in the studio by Ben Stones to discuss this weekend's Bahrain Grand Prix. Well, Ben, the rivalry between Lewis Hamilton and Nico Rosberg shows no signs of cooling. They have had a few make-up talks, but Hamilton's now got 2 wins from 3 races this season. He's 4-9 to follow up in the upcoming race. Let's have a look at a few of the plot lines through this then. Nico Rosberg took pole obviously last year before losing out to his teammate. He's 5-2 to get off the mark this season. You have to say that looks a pretty fair reflection of the odds at present.
Yeah, you'd think so. I mean, you wouldn't be advising anyone to go steaming into Lewis Hamilton at 4-9. As we know, with Formula 1, there can be plenty of reliability issues. But as you say, it looks between the two Mercedes. Ferrari sort of threatened that comeback with Vettel's win earlier in the season, but to be honest, Mercedes dominated here last year and it looks like they're probably going to do the same again.
Yeah, that seems to be the general consensus, much as it was leading up into last week's event in China. Let's have a look at a few other things then. So Ferrari, they're the constructor with the most race wins since this race's inception 11 years ago. They've got 4 victories. Sebastian Vettel, he took the checkered flag in Malaysia 2 starts ago. He's 9-1 to do the same again here. Do you see any value in that?
Yeah, potentially. Like I say, about potential reliability issues with other cars. Ferrari seemed to be getting there. Is it 9-1? It could be a good each-way play. You know, if one of the Mercedes perhaps runs into trouble, or you know, there's plenty of things that could be taken into fact that could be factored in for this. But at 9-1, yeah, it's probably not a bad each-way play if you wanted to take on the top two.
Yeah, and in terms of the rest of the market principles, I mean, Kimi Raikkonen is 14-1, and then you're looking at the likes of Valtteri Bottas, 66s, Felipe Massa, 66s, sort of 66 bar, really. Some huge odds in there as the bookmakers anticipating, again, Mercedes dominance. So we'll look away from the race winner market then. Let's have a look at a juicy one. That's the first driver to retire, which Fernando Alonso is joint favourite at 10-1 with Jenson Button in this particular one. McLaren Honda driver Alonso, he's enjoyed the most wins at this circuit. That's 3 wins in total, but he's been in all sorts of trouble this season, receiving a bit of criticism as well. Retired on lap 21 in Malaysia with Marcus Ericsson. He's a 14-1 shot in this market. He crashed out as early as the 4th lap there. So in terms of this, it's obviously a bit of a lottery, but have you had any thoughts on that one?
Yeah, as you say, obviously a bit of a lottery. We could have a first corner spin and that could be the bet won or lost. But if you're looking purely at reliability, I mean, McLaren, they're in all sorts of problems. You know, we all know Fernando Alonso is a top, top quality driver. He likes racing here, but, you know, the car is just not there. On a similar vein, I mean, Red Bull, Renault have said this week that they can't guarantee that the cars will be over the engine problems that have dogged them this season. Daniel Kvyat retiring with engine problems in China. He's 9-4 not to be classified, which I think could be a good bet. His teammate Daniel Ricciardo is 10-3, 130. So either of those two, perhaps for not to be classified, takes away that risk of an early crash, which could spoil, as it may be, a first retirement bet.
Okay, I've been having a look at a few of the other markets as well, and the one bet I think for me this weekend that stands out is in the points finish market. Sergio Perez, for a very respectable 3rd in this race last year, in a track where he's finished in the top 10 on 2 of his 3 previous starts, he's 4-1 to get in the points this time round. He managed the feat in Australia at the start of this season, 13th and 11th thereafter, so not too far away again, and I think he could represent a real spot of value.
Yeah, I totally agree. This bet jumped out at me when I was looking through the markets this morning. Sergio Perez seems to love racing in Bahrain. He's been quoted as saying that he really enjoys the track. As you say, he was on the podium here last year for the Force Indias. That was his best performance of the season. He put in his second best performance of the 2013 season when he finished 6th here. I think he won a GP2 race around the track as well. So he obviously really likes coming to Bahrain. He's been there or thereabouts around the 10th, 11th, 13th place this season. So I think at 4-1, he is absolutely outstanding value. And that is probably one of the best bets for the whole weekend, I think.
Yeah, I certainly agree. One more, though, that you've got for us. I mentioned Nico Rosberg earlier, obviously being on pole last year. He was the season before too. And you think he could do the same again?
Yeah, 13-8. I think he's a very good bet to qualify fastest. Tyre degradation is going to be key in this race. The temperatures, it might be a night race, but the temperatures are still going to be high on track. So it might come down to maintaining those tyres. And obviously, what we saw last weekend with Rosberg accusing Lewis Hamilton of potentially backing him up. The place to be is going to be out in front. That sounds a silly thing to say, but Rosberg will want to be out in front as soon as possible. He's got a very good record here. He was in qualifying, we should say. You know, he was on pole here last year, and he's done so in the past as before. And with the long straights and the sharp braking, that tyre degradation is going to come into play. He was only 0.04 of a second slower than Hamilton in qualifying for the last Grand Prix. So I think at 13-8, he could be one to start on pole for this race.
Okay, thanks very much for that, Ben. I think that neatly wraps things up. We're looking forward to the Bahrain Grand Prix this weekend. Don't forget, head to news.ladbrokes.com for all the latest betting news and previews. And of course, to get your bets on, head to ladbrokes.com, online, on mobile and on tablet.